for voters, high fives in celebration, or maybe hugs in consolation. For pundits, it's down to poring over the numbers to figure it all out. There is head scratching. There is an I told you so or two. It's the day after election days. Many ways, this was a rather unprecedented one. And Dr. Christopher Witt, the chair of political science at Augustana College, joins us now to help sort some of it out, along with Lacey Scarmana, our Morning Edition producer. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Well, big takeaway. A lot of people surprised at the result. Other people saying you shouldn't have been.
I think the big takeaway from yesterday is that everything will need to be done differently moving forward. Campaigning is different, as well as polling. Those things are going to be different because a lot of the predictions that were made, a lot of the tactics that were used, even within the Trump campaign in the closing days, everybody was basing it on the way things had worked in the past. And we see that things have changed and that the people who made the predictions that maybe some of the same dynamics that have played out in Britain with the Brexit and in some other European nations with the ways in which their politics have turned to be a little bit more protectionist and a little bit more nationalistic, that when they said that may happen here, it happened here probably in higher numbers than even those who were predicting it to happen, it would go. So we definitely have a different politics today than we had in previous elections.
Looking into some of the maps, or looking at some of the maps last night when they were looking county by county as the votes were being counted, you would see in population centers and in communities that have universities or colleges, you would see them tending to go Democratic in a lot of the states. It was the rural areas that were coming in overwhelmingly Republican and for Donald Trump. Does that say something about how we've been paying attention to a large part of our population over the past years?
Well, we definitely have some divides, and Donald Trump was able to not build a movement. He was able to insert himself as the head of what would be put together as an instant movement based on how people had been feeling for quite a long time. So they had feelings of being marginalized. They had feelings of sometimes being forgotten, feelings of they didn't want things to change too much, but they didn't really have anywhere to put those feelings because he ended up being almost like, I guess you could say, a political Swiss Army knife. He could be used by each person who ended up tapping into being a Trump supporter for something different. Some people may say, well, we're tired of hearing about sexism, so we want somebody who's not really going to succumb to those discussions. Somebody else may talk about protectionism with immigrants. Somebody else may talk about, well, they lost their factory job. And I think that all of those different folks like Trump for different reasons. And we have to remember that he did very well among white people, and he did better among college-educated white people than a lot of people thought he would. Hillary Clinton still ended up doing very well with that group, but being that he was able to really kind of, I guess, jump into that territory in a way people didn't expect, then he was able to win some votes in places like Philadelphia suburbs and other places. And that was how he was able to kind of tick off states that really she thought she was going to win. So the dynamic is there. It's big. And it's definitely he won with a wave of white support of various types.
It's not just political pundits, but social scientists that are going to be poring over these numbers. Lacey?
Right. So what can Democrats do to tap into this? The midterm elections are going to roll around here soon enough. What can they do to reach this demographic?
Well, I mean, some of the things that were seen with the Bernie Sanders movement in the beginning, and even some of the things that we've seen classically over the last few decades with Democrats, they need to recommit themselves, but they also need to figure out the best ways to communicate their messages of trying to lift people up and build lines of communication across racial lines and across some of these other socioeconomic barriers. They've been very, I guess you could say, segmented, where they'll have a message for Black Americans, a message for the LGBT community, a message for women, a message for working class white people, and they need to figure out a way to be the party that brings those messages together, as opposed to having things be separated out, because we saw that Donald Trump was able to have a message for this bigger clump of white voters and be very successful and give people an outlet, whereas the Democrats tried to do a little bit of everything.
So obviously you look at the fact that there are some in business, white-collar Republicans who fear tax and spend Democrats and wanted to protect their interests, they would vote for Trump. But then you go out to the areas for whom the government, where there are populations for whom the government hasn't been there. I thought Democrats were the caring and compassionate party who would take care of all people. Where did they fall short? Where did Hillary Clinton fall short in tapping into people in Appalachia, in southern Illinois, and coal mining country, the Rust Belt, where factories have failed, Michigan?
I think that Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, they missed out on the anger. They missed out on the fact that many of those voters, they're upset, they're angry, and they have similar levels of anger as maybe some people may have in urban areas and other parts of the country. But Donald Trump was able to tap into some of the potential blaming, some of the potential dividing, where those voters feel like they really haven't been served well by people who focus more on cities, who focus more on communities that may look different than them, or but are probably much more similar to them than they even thought. But he was tapping into that, and the Democrats were basically having a replay of things they've done in the past, and he was something new.
So let's take a look at how we move forward now. There are obviously some divides that have been exposed, but we have to work within what we're given. And how do we do that? How do we come back together? How does Donald Trump prove himself to skeptics? What do we watch for? How do you work within the system that is here today?
Well, last night, President-elect Trump, he ended up setting, at least starting with a good tone of talking about working together. He said some of the right things. He definitely was rather humble in his delivery last night. And then the next step will be what we hear from Hillary Clinton and what Democrats have to say. And then also what we hear from President Obama, as well as moving forward, recognizing that he will be president and that people will have to end up working together, but they'll also have to hold him accountable and aim towards the next elections to come. So there are a number of things that have to be done. We have to be multitaskers if we're conservatives or liberals.
What is the news media's job now?
The news media's job is to, moving forward with a President Trump in office, as well as moving forward with other elections, to really dig deeply into who's running for office, what their policies are going to be, and to really give a voice to people who maybe feel like they have been voiceless before. Some of those voters, they spoke, and now we need to hear what they were speaking up with their vote for.
We brought you in, Dr. Witt, as the campaign started heating up. Will you stay with us and watch as the transition of power goes on and help us through that, too?
Most definitely.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. And Lacey Scarmana, our producer on Morning Edition, thank you. And that is, of course, Dr. Christopher Witt, who is chair of political science at Augustana College in Rock Island. It's Morning Edition on WVIK Rock Island, Quad Cities NPR, as we continue to report results and provide you with some perspective on Election Day on this Morning Edition, the day after.